Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weight loss. That's PlushCare.com/weight loss. PlushCare.com/weight loss.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Thursday, April 7th, 2022. I'm Rich Strappolino. The Financial Times' sources say Meta's financial arm, Meta Financial Technology, began exploring a virtual currency for the metaverse, internally called Zuckbucks by employees. Meta plans for these to be in-app tokens that are centrally controlled rather than a cryptocurrency, similar to Robux in Roblox. Other tokens under consideration include social tokens as rewards for contributions in groups and creator tokens associated with influencers. Meta also began exploring more traditional financial services like providing small business loans. An internal memo also revealed that Meta plans to launch a pilot for posting NFTs on Facebook in mid-May. Google released a beta of multi-search in Google Lens on Android and iOS, a feature initially announced back in September. This lets users take an image in Lens, tap an Add to Your Search button, which will let users ask a question about an object in the image. An example being you could take a picture of a piece of clothing and add a color to your search to find it in that color. Security researchers from AppCensus discovered that an SDK from the company Measurement Systems collected a database of email and phone numbers paired with precise GPS location history. The SDK was found on apps downloaded on at least 60 million mobile devices, with Measurement Systems paying developers to add it to apps, as well as offering user-based metrics. The researchers reported the findings to Google and the FTC. Google removed the apps from the Play Store until they removed the SDK, although already installed apps would still be able to send the data. Meta announced it will not hold its F8 developer conference this year while it gears up for new initiatives like the metaverse. It will still hold other developer conferences, such as Conversations, which is focused around messaging, coming May 19th, and Connect, which focuses on VR and AR and metaverse-oriented stuff. Coinbase began testing support for India's digital payment system UPI last month. Now Coinbase officially launched support for UPI in its app, with users in India able to send money to and withdraw from their accounts using the UPI network. Google advised developers that starting November 1st, 2022, the Play Store will hide and block installation of apps that don't target an Android API within 2 years of the latest major Android release version. Google already requires new apps and app updates to target an Android API level within 1 year of the latest major Android OS version release, so this targets abandoned apps and those not actively maintained. German police seized servers in Bitcoin used by the Tor network website Hydra, which has been in operation since 2015. Flashpoint and Chainalysis both estimate the marketplace had an annual revenue of $1.37 billion, facilitating the sale of narcotics, fake documents, and other illegal or gray market goods to 17 million customers. It also operated the Bitcoin Bank Mixer, which laundered money through cryptocurrency transactions. Epic Games and the LEGO Group announced a long-term partnership to shape the future of the metaverse by creating safe digital experiences for children. No details on what this would actually look like, but the company said it would be based on the principles of prioritizing children's well-being, protecting privacy, and giving adults and children the tools to shape their digital experience. Tencent will shut down its video game streaming platform Penguin Esports on June 7th. Back in 2020, Tencent proposed merging two game streaming services that it held stakes in, Huya and Douyu, with plans to move Penguin Esports into the combined entity. But the merger was blocked by Chinese regulators in July 2021. The organizers of IFA Berlin announced that IFA 2022 will be an in-person event taking place from September 2nd through the 6th. IFA last held a physical event in 2019. The investment firm Berkshire Hathaway bought an 11.4% stake in HP Inc., worth about $4.2 billion. In terms of other tech investments, the firm also holds a 5.4% stake in Apple, its second largest shareholder. At a town hall meeting, Samsung Mobile President T.M. Rowe said the company began work on a new application processor that will be unique to Galaxy phones. Samsung Electronics LSI makes Exynos-branded mobile SoCs that are commonly used in Samsung phones for international markets, but are not exclusive to Samsung phones. Amazon will increase the price of Amazon Music Unlimited for Prime customers from $7.99 to $8.99 a month, or $89 a year. Pricing for non-Prime members remains the same at $9.99 a month. The Amazon Music single device plan will also increase $1 to $4.99 a month. New pricing goes into effect May 5th. Google began rolling out a privacy guide feature in Chrome, which provides an overview of the benefits, trade-offs, and privacy implications of Chrome browser settings. Currently, privacy guide overviews settings for cookies, history sync, safe browsing, and makes searches and browsing better, with Google saying it may add more settings based on community feedback. And finally, OpenAI announced a new version of its text-to-image generation program called DALL-E 2. The new version offers higher resolution and lower latency. It also allows for editing of already existing images and applying the program to specific areas of an image. Researchers can sign up for the preview of the system, with OpenAI hoping to make it available later to third-party apps. Remember, for more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to Daily Tech News Show at dailytechnewsshow.com. And remember to rate and review Daily Tech Headlines wherever you get your podcasts. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time. And from all of us here at Daily Tech Headlines, remember, have a super sparkly day.
When it comes to your finances, you think you've done it all. You've saved, you've researched, and you've invested all that you can. Now it's time to take those investments to the next level by using the brand behind every great investor, Yahoo Finance. As America's number one finance destination, Yahoo Finance has everything you need, whether you're a seasoned trader or just dipping your toes into the market. Join the millions of investors who trust Yahoo Finance to guide them on their financial journey. For comprehensive financial news and analysis, visit yahoofinance.com, the number one financial destination, yahoofinance.com.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/news ad free. That's amazon.com/news ad free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.